SOP 53.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, well, hello everyone. Welcome to episode number 53 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. On the show today, well, we've got a last five and five. I've got a way for any music podcast to network. Yep. And I've got a quick little blurb about a new service for anyone looking to monetize their podcast. If you'd like to send me a note, send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call it in 888-563-3228. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Let's get to the show, shall we? Hey, if you are a podcaster that does a music podcast, it's one of those things where you assume people know about this. There is a podcast called Podshow Music Rewind. Now, you do not have to be part of Podshow to be part of this. Now, this show is actually aired on Sirius Satellite Radio, I believe on Tuesday nights, if I remember. And they're always looking for submissions. So, again, you don't have to be part of Podshow. And you just, all you do is you introduce one of your favorite bands that you play on your show, just one song. And obviously, you can talk a little bit about your podcast or things like that. There's actually a whole submission form. I will put that out in the show notes. Now, our show notes are at schoolofpodcasting.net. The actual School of Podcasting is at, as you might have guessed, schoolofpodcasting.com. So I just want to make sure everybody aware, if you're doing a music podcast and you want to network with other podcasters, think about it. And this is a very popular show. So you definitely, if you're looking for more listeners, it's just a quick way to cross-promote. And think about it. You introduce a band and, you know, play their song, send that MP3 file in, and you're done. Now, there are other things that are involved, so definitely go over, click on the links at the show notes at schoolpodcasting.net, and follow the guidelines, but it's an easy way to get your podcast in front of other music listeners. All right, next up, speaking of submissions, I'm out of these. Yeah, we're doing the last five and five. The next one is from Alan Liu. But again, the concept is, what were the last five podcasts that you listened to? And you can send those in, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or call them in, 888-563-3228. Or you can do what Alan did and just record his comments and email it over to me. And Alan, also very cool, he sent me with links to the actual pages. So here is Alan and his last five in five.
Hey, Dave. I was just listening to the School of Podcasting morning announcements, and I thought I would partake in your last five podcasts. This is Alan Liu of the Geography for Travelers podcast and Travelography, World Travel and Tourism News at podcasternews.com. Well, the last five podcasts that I listened to just before morning announcements were the Amateur Traveler podcast, Smart City, which is a podcast about urban development and planning, Ken Radio, a tech podcast, as well as Slashdot Review, another tech news podcast. And then number five, the final one, was a series of political and social commentary podcasts from Slate Magazine. So those were my last five, randomly selected from the hundreds that it seems like I listen to every week. And I'd like to tell your listeners that they can catch my Geography for Travelers podcast at travelgeography.info and my Travelography, World Travel and Tourism News podcast at podcasternews.com. Thanks, Dave, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Alan. You know what? I really do appreciate when you guys send these in. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback about it. And Alan, here's your promo.
Hi, I'm Alan Liu, your host for Travelography, travel and tourism news and trends from around the world at podcasternews.com. On Travelography, I discuss news that affects travel, such as the impact of Hurricane Katrina on New Orleans, and travel that makes news, like the opening of the Hong Kong Disneyland. You can catch Travelography each week at podcasternews.com.
All right, next up, I'm going to do my own, I'm going to cross-promote with myself. I don't know, doesn't that make you go blind? Anyway, I do a show called Today in Podcasting with two really great people, Rob Walsh from Podcast 411, and of course the author of the book, as he grabs it off his shelf, Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. I highly recommend the book. Go back and check the show notes. I've interviewed Rob before. And of course, Gary Leland. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun of Podcast Pickle. And I was going to do today a show about this site, and we talked about it on Today in Podcasting. So to kind of cross-promote, I'm going to play you a clip of Gary, Rob, and myself talking about TalkShoe. It's a way for people to kind of make money, and in true fashion, Rob loves numbers. He's already crunched the numbers, and here's a little clip from Today in Podcasting talking about TalkShoe.
So let's see, we got this press release here about TalkShoe announces TalkShoe Cash Program. Pays people money to host podcasts and refer to the host.
Yeah, so if you look at what they're offering is, if you create a show on their site with them, they'll pay you $5 for each episode you create, up to 10 episodes, plus $1 for every 25 hours of content consumed. So that means for every 25 hours of downloaded audio for your shows, you get a dollar.
So if you had an hour show and 25 people downloaded it, you made a buck.
Correct. And what that really works out to is for a CPM, how a lot of people like to think is in the CPM world. If you have a 60-minute show, you get a $40 CPM, which is a good CPM. So if you're someone like Keith and the Girl and you're doing an hour show and you have a large audience, that CPM is a nice CPM. It probably put them out of business.
What's the deal here? Why are they paying that?
But the thing is, most people don't have an hour-long show. And here's what it is. Say you have a 30-minute show, then the CPM is only $20. If you have a 20-minute show, it drops to $13.33. And if you have a 5-minute show, the CPM is only $3.33. So the CPM rate drops way down the shorter your show.
And why are they paying you at all is what I'm
They'll put advertisements in.
Oh, they're going to put ads on your podcast.
Yeah, they're going to insert ads. Yep.
Oh, so you're just going to be having your podcast go out and there's going to be some ad on it. You don't know what it is, but it's going to be on there.
Yeah, like some other sites that are out there now will do hosting for you for free, and they'll put ads on your show, which we talked about previously. This one will do it, and they'll pay you a dollar for every 25 hours of content consumed.
Well, let me ask you something. You guys don't mind if I just ask questions. A lot of times I just don't understand things. But like from what I'm seeing, this hosting doesn't cost very much. Like at Libsyn, what does their unlimited hosting plan cost?
They're unlimited. And, Dave, you want to take it?
Well, it depends on how much, how many shows you're producing a week and things like that. I mean, it can be as low as $5 a month.
But I'm saying, for $5 a month, this doesn't seem like it's worth it to have ads in your podcast. That's what I'm getting at.
Right, right. And if you don't want ads in your podcast, definitely not. Now,
but
however,
going, man, I gotta have those ads. That's $5 a month here. Hey, I mean, that's two packs of cigarettes for me, guys.
Right. And what I would say is this service makes a lot of sense if your show is an hour or two-hour show and you don't want to deal with getting advertisers and you just go to them and they'll take care of all that for you. Hey, you know, if you have a two-hour show, if you were Bib and Yaz, if they were still doing their podcast, sometimes some of those shows were 3 hours long, that'd be $120 CPM. That's not too bad.
So what kind of money would a show like Keith and the Girl make off of this?
Well, yeah.
Just hypothetically rounding up.
Keith and the Girl, let's say.
Hour daily show.
Okay, so do an hour daily show. They're going to get $40 for every 1,000. $40 for every 1,000 downloads. Let's say their numbers are in the 50,000 range per show. Let's even cut it down. Be really conservative. Let's say it's only 25,000. I believe they have more than that. But let's say it's 25,000. So that's going to be $1,000 a day for them.
Man, I would think they should be jumping on that. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
So, yeah, I mean, so.
Well, I haven't listened to their show in a while. Do they have advertising on their show?
Occasionally.
I mean, do they have
occasionally, they'll have advertising in it. They had a movie. They had the advertisements for, what's the name of that movie with the little man. They did. It was the most recent advertising campaign I think they had.
And they did that on their own, or did they go through?
I think they got it through Podtrac.
Podtrac?
I believe it was either Podtrac or Kiptronics. I can't remember. One of the two.
Well, they're paying pretty good money then if you've got a really popular show.
No, a really popular 1 hour or longer show. But I'll have to say this, even a $20 CPM, if you're a half hour show, isn't a bad CPM.
All right, so if you want to hear that's show number 19, todayinpodcasting.com, and we actually usually cover at least 6 or 7 stories. It's actually pretty cool. I've been doing it about a month now, and it's pretty cool, so definitely check that show out. It's kind of fun for Rob and I to, in a way, kind of, and Gary for that matter too, kind of put down the professional hat and just voice opinion, which is kind of fun. Now, the other thing I wanted to kind of give as a tip today is I recently did what's called a double ender. And I've done these before, but I found a neat tip and I thought I would share it with this. And that is, let's explain what a double ender is. This is where, let's say I call you via Skype and I record my side of the conversation, you record your side of the conversation, and at the end of it, either I send you or you send me your half of the conversation. You then put them into whatever, you know, Audacity or, you know, Mixcraft, whatever you're using, some sort of multi-track recorder, and the key is you have to line up the track so that obviously you don't answer the question before I ask it, kind of thing. You got to get it synced up. So there are a couple things you can do. And I recently did a double ender with a guy named Alan Wagner of the Project Studio Network. And he passed this tip along. And that was simply, we both counted down 3, 2, 1, and then we said, booyah. Now what that did is the phrase booyah makes kind of a spike if you look at it in a waveform. And so it was very easy to just line up those spikes, Al's spike and my spike at the same time. And sure enough, when it played, we were in sync. His answers came right after my questions and vice versa. Now what other people have done, Rob had suggested, I was talking to him about this the last time we recorded Today in Podcasting. He said, if you take your headphones, like let's say I take my headphones and you on your end count down 3, 2, 1, then my microphone picks up your voice, and then that way you just match your voice to your voice. I would think there might be some latency issues there, but maybe not. It's something worth a try. I know the booyah effect worked very well. And then I've had other people say that in terms of editing, let's say I do a really bad or you know, or something that I know I'm going to go back and cut out. Have something like a dog clicker or something that makes a very loud noise around, even if it's just taking a CD case. Let me just clear off some room and going. This is going to be loud. Maybe. I don't know. I'm winging it here. But I could take a CD case and just simply go, yeah, that was loud. Now, when I go back and look at this waveform, and if I said, oh, crap, that's messed up, I can see in this waveform exactly where to cut that out. So it's just something to do. It makes your life easy. And then obviously after you do this, you pause a second to start back up. That way you've got room to cut out the mistake and not have to worry about, whereas if I just went, oh, doggone it, okay, well, we're going to start that over. Today we're going to, well, you want to leave some space there to make it easy to edit. So some quick editing tips for you as well. That's really going to do it. Thanks again. Keep in mind that I need a last 5 and 5. I'm always, always looking for people to introduce the show. Kind of a, hey, you're listening to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Hi, this is so-and-so from the such-and-such podcast, and you're listening to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. You know, and then I'm also looking for last 5 and 5. Send those to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call it in toll-free, 888-563-3228. Of course, you can always leave comments out at the show archives at schoolofpodcasting.net, which is not to be confused with schoolofpodcasting.com, which is where you're going to find our hours of tutorials, our hundreds of resources for people that are either A, starting a podcast, or B, they've already been podcasting and maybe ready to take it to the next level. Don't forget, if you're going to the expo, send me an email so I can maybe touch base with you. That'd be great. schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. And if you are going to the expo, I hope you have your business cards because it's a couple weeks away. And I'll be talking there, by the way, on Friday, planning your podcast, avoiding the ready, fire, aim syndrome. Look forward to meeting everybody there. And until we meet again, have a great week, everybody. Class dismissed.